Okay, call to order the council meeting for July 13th, 2023. We have a roll call.
Jill.
Gary.
Tony.
Mark.
This meeting is being recorded and audio will be posted on the city website. Anyone wishing to speak, please raise your hand until recognized by the mayor. Then state your name and residence. Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have consider the consent agenda. Oh, we have open forum before that, sorry.
No, it is consider agenda.
Consent. Okay, consider the consent agenda. Are there anything to add to the consent agenda?
We're actually considering the agenda number 3.
Oh, okay.
And then we have 4 things to add, and Mark went ahead of it.
Do we want to act? So under new business, we're going to appoint a new acting mayor. Under road and maintenance, we're going to enter the scrap metal sales and dust card schedule. And then under liquor store, we're going to approve the St. Cloud refrigeration estimate for air compressor. And I'd like to look into a vented hood cost for the kitchen.
What about a city council member?
That's on.
Okay.
And that, was that a motion, Mark?
That's a motion.
Okay, thank you.
I'll second.
Take a vote.
Aye.
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 Open forum. Does anyone have anything they'd like to bring up in the open forum?
I have a question about something came up about Long Lake Conservation Camp, and that previously kids here at 50 Lakes were sponsored, I think by the fire hall maybe, to get their firearm safety. Mm-hmm. And I know there's some kids interested. Any thoughts on that?
Write a letter to 50 Lakes Fire Department.
Okay.
It used to be handled by the foundation, but as they went away, we took it over. And yes, we'll probably back any kid that wants to go to Long Lake Conservation Camp.
We meaning the fire department.
The fire department would cover it.
So yeah, if they're looking for camp, if they're just looking for firearm, does not the Lions Club do firearm safety?
I don't know if they do anymore.
Since
I
might
have
been graduated.
Okay, Lions Club probably also covers it. A couple options.
Sure, thanks.
What's the name? Longville.
There's
a camp in Longville that does it also.
Yeah,
it's a 1 week long four-color camp sponsored by Mr. Chambers. Anyway, I just sent that information to somebody else too, and I think we've already got a letter for tomorrow night's meeting.
Okay. The consent agenda. We need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to pass the consent agenda as stated.
I'll second.
Vote.
No.
Aye. New business and critical issues. We have a resolution 2023-11, resignation of Steve Dahlke and appointment of a new mayor. I'll read the resolution. The resolution accepting resignation and declaring a vacancy, whereas the city, 50 Lakes City Council has received the written resignation of Steve Dahlke effective May 31st, 2023. Now therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of 50 Lakes, Minnesota as follows. The council accepts Steve Dahlke's resignation as described above. The council declares that a vacancy exists on the council effective on May 31st, 2023, passed by the City Council of 50 Lakes, Minnesota, this 13th day of June, 2023.
Make a motion to pass resolution 2023-11.
I'll second them.
Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
An appointment of a new mayor.
Make a motion to pass that Tony Buhait, who is acting part-time mayor, become full-time mayor.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
Do you want it?
I'll do it. It's a year and a half, I think.
I agree, yep.
Unless you're interested. Okay, that was funny. We'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Okay, then we have a declaration of the council vacancy, and we need to appoint a new member. Everyone should have copies of, everyone who has put in, very pleased about the amount of applications we got for the vacancy. I hope we have as much interest when it comes election time. This is fantastic. Very pleased.
So how do you want to handle this situation? Do you want to vote in, or?
I think that's a good idea.
That sounds like a good idea. Sure.
Maybe ask a couple questions.
Sure.
Well, Ken was first one in. So do you want to lead us off, Ken?
Okay. Well, thank you for having me. I know you all, except you. Nice to meet you. And I heard there was a vacancy, and I have experience 8 years on the council, with 2 years as mayor, and I'm here to help in any way I can. So that's basically my story for now. Any questions that you would have of me?
Do you have any special agendas?
Pardon me?
Do you have any special agendas?
A special agenda? Do I?
Yeah, I'm going to ask everybody the same question.
Oh, no. No, I don't. I've never had special agenda during the time I was on the council. I think it's at the city level we should be able to work together in a civil way and treat the people fairly. One of the hardest things I found in my past experience, one of the hardest things is to say no to somebody. And sometimes we have to do that as a council in order to be fair to everybody else in the community. So hopefully there's not too many times. Usually those are good people who have made a request for something that can't be approved. And you can't raise the question, but I can bring it up. It's a matter of my age. I'm 8 years older than I was when I did this last. I'm in good health, and I think I have the energy to do this. Going forward, I would just ask that if I should start to slip and not know it, I would ask you to tell me, because I don't want to become a burden to the city.
Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you for having me.
Randy.
Thanks, Mark. I, too, would like to thank the council for this time, allowing to give you some options as far as the position to be filled. I'll give you a little bit of background. Born and raised in Northwest Iowa, moved up to 50 Lakes about 8 years ago. Thoroughly enjoyed the area, the people, and the climate. So a couple things, some background as far as my work history. Coming out of college, ran and managed a bar restaurant for 4 or 5 years. Got into construction of asphalt, ready mix, and aggregates, and put 31 years in on that. The last 3 years, or the last 15 years, I was in charge of the Department of Resourcing and Gearment for all capital expenditures. So, do have some background with that, and share that with the board on that. So, any questions on your?
Do you have any special agendas, like Jill said? Everybody's got to get the same questions, so that way it's even across the plane.
Well, with my background and pedigree, we certainly want to take a look at construction. I think we are too quick to award work without thoroughly going over multiple projects as far as working with the contractors on that. Same way with the bar restaurant part of it. I think there's some improvements that can be made on that. I'd be certainly help out with that situation on that. So.
Anyone else?
Thank you, Ian.
Joel. That was a mighty
last. More order than they were receiving.
So, Joel Miller, I guess a lot of you know me. I was dentist in Cross Lake for about 30 years, and so with that, obviously, employees and payroll, profit and loss, management problems, you name it, but the small business. I guess as far as thoughts on the council, I certainly don't expect to come in and make any giant whirlwind changes. However, just kind of observing in the past, and I know it was probably difficult, but it seems like there's room for everybody to work together, have an opinion, share some thoughts. And I know 20 will encourage that. So hopefully a lot of teamwork there.
Anyone have questions?
I was just trying to ask the same question.
That's your
agenda. Do you have an agenda?
Or do you have an agenda?
Well, I mean, following up on what Ken had said about saying no to people, I heard a lot of, we won't allow that for unexplained reasons. And I think you know where that was coming from. It was kind of a blanket doggy statement. And he said that to a lot of people about a lot of issues. And, you know, how about the attitude of, we will work with you and try our best to, you know, make life easy on you if you like. It's not skirt the rules or anything, but you know, I feel like people do come in just waiting for the hatchet to fall on them, and so I guess my agenda would be to hopefully calm that down and say, you know, tell us what we need and let's try to work with it. But you can't always say yes.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you.
Joanne. My brain is not working properly. I just found out an hour ago my sister passed away.
So sorry.
I can't quite. Think of everything.
No, yeah.
But anyway, I was on the Manhattan Beach City Council. I was clerk treasurer for about 10 years. So I sort of know, you know, it's been quite a while ago, but I think, you know, I had my own company, Perceptic, design and inspection for 20 years, and I'm retired. I love to garden and that kind of thing. So, and I think for the agenda, it's like we're here to help the people, the residents, you know, not fight against them. So that's all I've got.
Okay. Anyone have questions for Joanne?
Well, we already heard the agenda, so no.
So sorry about your sister.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
yeah.
Sorry. Thank you, Joanne.
Okay.
Lori Crawford said she wants to still be in the running, but cannot.
She cannot attend. Yeah, she can't attend tonight, so everybody has her form. Mm-hmm. So we go there with this now.
We had a question, Lori.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Lori Crawford?
Yes.
That he just wanted to know who it was that couldn't be here but still wants to be in the running.
And Jeff, did you have a question?
Well, I could please.
Okay. Yes, come.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry, I'm not used to this.
I've you know, been a member of the community for like 5, 6, 7 years now, and I have a couple young kids. They're 12 and 13 now. Joel has a son, Lincoln. So there's a nice thing that the fire department has done, and they've donated some money to a kids camp for firearm safety. I'm kind of last minute, you know, turning this in just because I'm putting it all together. My daughter wants a friend who would be Gwenna Wanabo.
Are you asking for money from the fire department?
Well, I'm just trying to bring this up to the community.
Okay, because if you are, there's this whole separate process to go through the fire department. Just so you know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. This is so right now we're just doing candidates for this empty council seat. But if you're interested in camp or anything that the fire department has, yeah, you need to apply it to them.
If you just apply to the fire department, and if you can get it in before tomorrow, or I don't know, even if can we get it on agenda for tomorrow?
You can just come to the meeting tomorrow at 7.
Yeah, just come to the meeting. Okay, tomorrow at 7.
So I just want to kind of bring it up.
Okay. Sure.
Know, just say, hey, you know, I got some young kids. And it would be awesome if we could try to make it work.
We've always met all the kids in
town.
A few kids there are in the community, so we want them to be safe with guns around town.
We'll show up tomorrow at 7.
Okay, 7 o'clock.
Awesome.
We shot in the basement. You should have played with something or other.
They kicked me out already.
No, we just knew that wasn't applying to what we were talking about.
No, very good. I just thought it.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Okay, so now?
Now you can discuss.
No.
So do we have to make a decision now?
Can you announce that, Tony?
Yes, Patty. Okay. I announced that Patty Miller also had applied for the position, but she has pulled her papers, so she is not to be considered.
All right, and do we have to discuss this now, or do we?
Yes, we have to phone somebody, and they will come and sit.
And then they come and sit?
Yep.
Okay.
Just right now, to Jill.
Okay, I didn't realize that's how it goes. It's a hard choice.
Do we do a vote, or, I mean, do we do a secret vote?
No, it has to be a public vote.
It has to be public, and it has to be out in public, yes.
I would vote for Randy Sigler. I don't know who everybody else has in mind.
Is that a motion?
Well, I thought we were discussing first.
Just
with the bar file shop background with the contracts information. He's done purchasing, so he knows a lot of the money issues too. So I like all that stuff.
I really tend to agree with Jill on that. I think Randy would be a great addition to our council. He seems
everybody
to have a good background in many things here that.
Why have we had so many great people? I mean, like, this is amazing. I would just wish we had 4 spots.
I know. I feel the same way. I mean,
Well, now I hope that when I step down in 3.5 years, there's this many people applying. Okay. Sorry.
All right. Yes. No, I agree. I was leaning in a different direction, but I like Randy's background, and I think he would be an asset at this point.
I agree. I was kind of leaning in a different way also, but after what I've heard tonight, I think he's a great candidate.
Just so you know, I think everybody is a fantastic candidate who stood up here tonight. I just want to say that right now. Like, we are lucky to have any of you. Honest to God, I think it's great.
We encourage you to come, just come to meetings, and we always ask the public what their opinion is.
And there will be a spot in 3.5 years.
Actually, sooner. 2024, I think there'll be 3 spots.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Oh, so please. Mm-hmm. This great candidates we have.
On the ballot.
When I ran, there was no money. It was like that much of a class. We were like trying to scrum someone.
I know, so I think this was great. I had not made up my mind at all, and I'd gone through everybody's, and I was just pleased that so many people with such great qualifications applied.
And it's great background.
I know. Looks like we got probably a consensus.
On that note, I make a motion that we appoint Randy Ziegler to a council position.
I'll second that. Okay, Randy,
take the vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry, you get stuck. You get stuck at the little kids' table.
Again, thank you, everyone. It's just really awesome.
And honestly, please, in a year and a half of we're having these spots opening, we need people like you guys that are interested. So please come back.
Can we do the oath? If you can.
Yes.
I need you guys to read this. You can read it together. Raise your right hand. Okay.
I totally will pray.
I raise your hand.
Do solemnly swear. We need to go check the same thing.
Yeah.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America and of the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, and I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of the office of mayor of the city of 50 Lakes in the county of Crow Wing, to which I have been appointed to the best of my knowledge and ability, so help me God.
Thank you. You can sign it, please.
Bob Stanser with the Planning Commission, and I'm not a siren expert. My background was wireless communications and towers and cellular and two-way radio and things like that. But because I have a little relationship with Vertical Steel, because there's going to be a tower built in town, the original thought was the Horvath is a new company that's going to be building the cell tower that probably Verizon and AT&T will co-locate on off of Keego Lake Road. And our initial discussions with them, would they reserve a spot on the tower for a warning siren at no charge to the city? And they said that they would. And so I got information from Federal on their siren. And Roland is the manufacturer that's building the tower that Horvath is going to put out. And I sent the information to Rowan. Rowan's structural engineer said, yeah, at 55 feet, the tower will support it. Okay, who makes a bracket to mount the siren on the tower? Nobody. I contacted a company called Sabre Industries. They do a lot of custom work. As built out of Minneapolis or out of Wisconsin, they build a lot of towers. They do some custom work. Everybody said it's going to be a custom job, which means we would have to have the bracket designed, and we'd have to go back to Rowan, have their structural engineers look at it, and it's probably going to be more money than putting it on a wood pole. So the decision was made, okay, let's put it on a wood pole. Horvath has a 100 by 100 foot area leased, and they're going to fence in a 25 by 25 foot area for the cellular equipment. Let's see if we can put a pole within that 100-foot area, no charge to the city. And Horvath says, well, our lease with the landowner only allows one vertical structure. Wooden pole would be a second one. They did go back to the landowner, and the landowner is fine with amending the lease. So it looks like it's not going to be a problem having a wood pole installed up there somewhere within that 100 by 100-foot area. And Horvath, when they build a site like this, they're looking for multiple tenants on that tower. So they're going to bring power in from Crow Wing Power. They're going to have a meter distribution, so everybody that's using power gets their own meter. The city will have a meter. The city will have to pay of whatever the electrical charge is, unless somebody can convince Crowley Power to do it for nothing. But, so that's kind of where we're at. And I had talked to Mark a couple times, and there's a guy down in Rochester back in 2019, Rich Schiller was on the fire department. He kind of did a lot of research looking into sirens and stuff and got bids from this gentleman down in Rochester. Mark contacted Granite Electronics, a two-way radio provider. We got a bid from them. Then I got a phone call. I guess we got an email. Justin and I got an email. Might have been a phone call. For some company called American Signal out of Wisconsin. I hadn't heard of them before, but they're another siren manufacturer and a competitor to Cyber, to Pedro. So I had them send us a quote, got some information. You should have some printouts there of the two different types of sirens. And with the PowerPoint presentation, they're very similar. They look different, but they're going to be a very similar type siren. Basically, 130 dB of audio. Rotating siren, typical of what you see around pretty much any place in Crowley County. And being how I had never heard of American Signal before, I asked them, do you have any of your sirens in Minnesota? And they came back and, okay, this is the 2019 original plan, which was going to call for a total of five sirens. And that never actually happened, but that was Federal's design. They've actually got software that do sound plots. They just did circles on a map. I think each one's about 1.5 miles. All right, let's go to the next slide. There's the two different types of siren. The one on the left is the Federal. The one on the right is the American Signal. They both, I looked at the warranties today, they both have a 5-year warranty on the siren itself and 2-year warranty on the electronics for controlling the siren and that kind of stuff. Next slide. This is basically the what the siren will cover. The picture on the left is what Federal provided in 2020, I guess, when we were thinking Verizon was going to build the tower and it was going to put it in, and that never happened. So they looked at where the existing siren is on the pole here by the fire barn, and then the new one that would go in up at the new cell tower location. The picture on the right is from American Signal, and that's their sound plot. Very similar coverage. There is the standard is 70 dB of audio. That's the NEMA standard or FEMA standard. And so that's what that plot, either the green on the Federal one or the sort of the outside of the green and then the yellow area on the American Signal. With this siren, it appears to me that the one area that won't meet the 70 dB level is the Mitchell Lake area. It's going to take another siren up in that area if we want to get to the 70 dB level. Next one. This is a typical, that's a Federal siren that's installed real close to the community center at Cross Lake, so I shot a picture of that. Everybody's seen them around. Next slide, please. This is just a 1.5 mile radius of the tower location. Basically, that's what the siren is going to cover. Now, there are some voids in there. If there's a real low spot or if the vegetation is real high, it's probably not going to be at the 70 dB level. It's going to be something less than that. The last Wednesday that this siren was tested, I was outside. I'm on West Fox Lake Road. And I could hear this siren. When this one wasn't operational, I could hear the sirens on Cross Lake. Not loud, but I could hear it.
Which siren did you guess that being? I was just down the road at Drills when that happened also. Where did you think, did you try to pinpoint that second siren you could hear?
No, but I assume maybe it's the one by the community center.
which is how many miles as the crow flies. That's what I was, and I could hear it fairly well.
I'm thinking probably, as the crow flies, probably 2.5 miles.
You're only half mile down from where I was standing. I could hear it pretty well.
Yeah. And I didn't actually look to see how far away I am from the fire barn, but I could hear that one.
And we're all of 2, almost 3.5 miles.
I hear sirens on an area that's not supposed to be covered. I don't know where they're coming from, but I can hear them.
Yeah, I can hear this one. I can hear the one across the lake, the one down on Little Pine.
No, I did talk to Rick Schiller and his wife Friday at the retirement party, and they said they don't hear sirens up there. I don't know exactly where he lives, but he said he doesn't hear sirens.
He's on the North Shore of Mitchell.
Yeah, so. Okay. Yeah, maybe then, yeah. So I do have a question. So for the federal, it says AC or solar powered with battery operational or backup, which I think is kind of nice to, on days like we lose power, which happens more for people.
The quotes we got from Grand Electronics and from American Signal are both battery backup, 240 volt AC. Yeah.
Okay, because this one says, the other one says configured for AC, DC, and true.
Yeah, you can do them either way.
I don't know what that all means, but somebody else does.
Sure.
I like
some cities.
We don't have electricity.
Some cities don't put in batteries.
Okay, no, I think if we're looking at these, and it might be a good idea, because last year we were out at my place at least 4 days of no power, so it would be nice to know that if there's something coming, that the alarm would still work.
And if the batteries are in good shape, I think the siren can go for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 different cycles of like a minute and a half, 2 minutes each. There's a certain period of time that the batteries will keep the siren alive.
Okay, nice. And are they the same between the two?
Yes.
The battery?
Yeah. Next slide, please. So, when I found out from American Signal they have some in Minnesota, these are the cities that they told me that they had them. I tried contacting each one of the cities. I finally got a response back from County of Jackson, Southwest Minnesota. They currently got 5 of them in service. The emergency management contacted Gary. He got a hold of me and said, and I talked to him, and he said they have no problem with them. They've got Federals in service. They've got the American Signal. They both work fine. He said the only problem they had was activating the American Signal siren when the dispatch sends those out. They're a page that they send out, and they call it a stack if they're doing 6 or 8 or 10 sirens. And for some reason, the American Signal siren liked to be at the top of the stack, not halfway through. And then he went on to say that, but maybe it was just the radio tech didn't program it right. So I don't know, but that was the only issue that they ever had. As far as mechanically, the siren working, they were.
And that's the only one that responded to you?
No, I've got one more.
Okay.
City of Worthington.
Okay.
The electrical engineer, Patrick, from Worthington Public Utilities, he responded, and they had no problem with them.
And you both kind of start.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you ask this other gentleman about that stacking issue, if their city seemed to experience that?
I did not. He didn't say that they had an issue with it, so I did not ask.
And then are we on a stack? Does Crow Wing activate ours, or how does that work?
The gentleman from American Signal said, well, which type paging does Crow Wing County exist? I said, I don't have any idea. So he called Crow Wing County, and he got there's like 2 or 3 different types of activations that they use, and he found out what Crow Wing County uses. And so in his proposal, that's the type of radio. You'll see about $1,300 in there for a Motorola two-way radio.
Okay.
It only needs to be one way, but they put in a regular two-way radio to activate it. Next slide, please. So this is hard to see, but this is a Grand Electronics quote without installation, and the total is about $23,400. That's batteries, that's the stainless steel boxes for the batteries, that's the siren, that's them coming out to initialize it, tested. That does not include a 55-foot wood pole for somebody like Ray Watt Electric to put the pole in. That's just the siren.
For one siren?
One siren. Now, if we look at the American Signal, and I don't know if they do this all the time, but he's got a 30% discount on that siren. He's got $7,000 in there. It's a discount off the siren. And to me, he kind of wants to get one in our area. So their price is considerably better. If you, we've got a quote from Ray Watt, and got some information from the city of Loretto. That's with the Minnesota League of Cities. And so we've got that proposal as well. I think I had that printed out. So if you take the Ray Watt quote that they did for Loretto, which may not be exact, but it's still going to be in the neighborhood probably close to $20,000, I'm guessing. Next slide, please. I think this is the breakdown. There's the breakdown. So you take the Grand Electronic siren only installation based on what Ready Watt gave to Loretto, you're at $44,000. American Signal, you're at $26,058 and change.
That includes a pole.
That's, yeah, and they come out with it. They have their own crew. I said, well, do you have subcontractors? He says, no, we've got our own crew that comes out. So I think their quote's pretty accurate. Now, when they get here on site, if they, you know, if the electric has to be run further than what they thought, there might be a little bit of an upcharge.
Yeah.
And related to this was the Sourcewell grant money that Ann and I worked together and submitted, and luckily by the lottery, we got picked. And that's in the neighborhood, well, it is, $50,000. So I went to Justin, who works for Sourcewell, and I said, okay, we submitted the paperwork for a federal site. If the city would decide to go with American Signal, does that have any impact on the grant money? He did not think that it would have any, as long as it's a site, and we're not spending it for, you know, a fire truck or anything like that. So
when did Sourcewell think that they would release the money? Because my understanding...
I heard June.
Yeah, their board has to approve it, do the final approval, and then they will issue. They'll send us the paperwork to sign, and then they'll issue the money. We cannot start the process until that has been done. I said, do not start.
What's this thought process over adding additional one up in Mitchell? It's not included in these numbers, correct?
It's not, no. No, it's not included in these numbers.
But if we got 50,000, we covered...
Exactly.
It covers the bulk of the...
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Okay, that's a pretty nice quote
for the
equivalent siren to the federal installed. There's almost no money there to buy a second one.
Right.
Now, I don't know if they'll give that $7,000 quote, but we would certainly... press them on that.
Yes, that right.
And I think it was Jackson County said that, well, we never activate our sirens in the wintertime because you get snow and valve housing and then it thaws and then the rotor doesn't work. And I don't know, from what I look at in this American Signal, they make it sound like it's bulletproof. I mean, both of the sirens are manufactured to be fail-safe as far as the mechanical part of the siren. The electronics that drive it, you know, they might go bad from lightning strike or whatever, who knows. I don't have any experience with...
So if it happens in the first 5 years, it's covered in a warranty, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, that's your typical warranty, you know, workmanship, whatever. But, yeah. I just think the fact that, you know, they've got their own crew that does it, chances are they're going to do it right.
Well, thank you for all your work on this.
Yes.
Thank you for your work. You spent a lot of time. And it sounds like you think the American Signal might be the way to go. Especially if we could almost get
back to what we're talking about.
I mean, I just look at the money and the couple people I've talked to that have one on the service.
Right.
Yeah.
I just
want
that. That's not my decision. That's yours.
Yeah, but I mean, thank you for...
Yeah,
Bob. Yeah, Bob, in the beginning, you said there's a new builder on the tower. There was a different builder.
Yeah, originally when Verizon came to us in 2019, 20, whatever it was a company out of Illinois. NTP Works was in there. They were the contractor that was going to build the tower. You know, we call it a Verizon tower, only because Verizon was the one that originally came to the city, but these carriers, very seldom do they build their own towers anymore. A third party that manages vertical real estate builds a tower, and then people that go on the tower pay to be on. And that's how they make their money.
So, and that's how, what's the name of the new company?
Horvath, yeah. And like I said, we've got an email that indicates that they talked to the landowner, and the landowner is fine with putting a pole up there. We haven't decided what we're going to do. We haven't got to the point where we've taken their construction drawings and put a dot there, and they tell us where they want that pole. And that is one thing, if they get up there to drill a hole for that pole, if they hit a rock or something, they might have to move
it, you know, 5 feet on the truck.
You think they might hit a rock?
Positive thinking.
So that's all I've got. Unless you've got other questions.
No, thank you very much. Very exciting.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Bob. So moving forward, are we going to approach, when we get the monies released, are we going to approach Bob one moment?
Yeah.
He's out of here. So, ASC and Greiner are both versed as far as if Ann contacts them next when the monies are released. I was told it's a 4-month out time. I build one and they build them.
It might be. I would say once a decision has been made by the council, what direction you want to go, I'm fine with doing the legwork and reaching out to American Signal and say, you know,
hey,
probably should have something, it'd be in the minutes, I guess.
Yeah, next
something
month.
Something in
the when you go to sell it to them, you guys. So.
We can officially.
Yeah, and then talk to them about, you know, second siren, and then somebody in the city is going to have to find if we're going to put enough one up in Metro. You know,
right.
Somebody from the city is going to have to push. Well, find a landowner.
I'd be real surprised. You live on a lake as well as any of us. How that sound? I'm surprised that Dick said he doesn't hear it up there.
I would think he would hear this one.
This one, because you're right above the lake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it's circular. I don't know how that hill hits, but I'm pretty certain that's why.
There isn't any of these that they put, you know, 75 or 95 feet in the air. That's just not the way they're designed. They're designed to be 45, 55 feet off the ground.
Well, that older design we have is for 45, and we're looking at 55 foot.
Oh, this is a 55 foot pole, but 10 feet, I think, 10 feet goes in the ground. So the siren head itself. Now, if for whatever reason, if we wanted them to run, because what he does, they've got software that does this, they use Google Earth. I could go back to them and say, okay, you know, what we've got now is 45 feet. What does 55 feet look like? I don't, you know, it's not going to be drastically different. It's probably going to be an extra couple $1,000s for a pole that much bigger. So,
that might be
I would say you go 45 feet and then look, maybe they install another siren on the bike.
So I do have a question. So with the source of money, that's $50,000, if we only use a certain portion of it, do we lose the rest of it?
I'd have to ask.
Okay, just out of curiosity, but it would be nice.
I believe so. I believe
the
it's
second one.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would think
they know it's for two sirens.
Oh, okay, good.
Right?
No. Well, they don't know. We just put it in for a siren based on the quote that we had.
Yeah.
Well,
we did. You're right.
And then we'll just need another.
It's because we didn't have a siren at this price.
Yes.
So we're at 50 was going to cover one siren basically. Yeah. Now
right.
Almost. Looks like it could cover two, so.
Right.
At least get in that range where we're not spending money for the second one.
Glenn, you do have $19,000 in public safety.
I just
saw
that,
Yeah, let's do that.
But that's a far, and that's why we posted one, because we didn't know we were getting this grant.
Okay. Right.
In order for this grant, we'd be scratching up another
$5,000-$7,000
to make this work, but this is awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Way over the top.
And we cannot lower anything.
No, they said nothing can be started till the money is officially approved. We did not appoint an acting mayor. If you want to do it now or wait till the end of the meeting.
I thought we did.
Yeah, we voted on it.
Not an acting mayor, you didn't. We did an acting mayor for when I'm gone.
Oh, when you've gone. You mean just when you're done?
I'm gone January and February.
Gotcha. Oh, I see.
It's just, it's protocol.
Oh, I thought it was like, you gotta have it.
She was acting mayor.
I gotcha.
I can see what happens.
Yeah, no, I see what happens. Now I'm getting there.
Well, does that usually fall to you, doesn't it? That was maybe to a...
To appoint the acting mayor?
And if she decides to resign, it falls on whoever...
That she chooses.
Is anyone interested in being the acting mayor? All right, I'll nominate Mark.
Can we get that in a motion?
I'll make a motion that we nominate Mark for acting mayor. Yeah.
When, yeah, Tony had it first.
Yes.
Okay. I'll second that. Take a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Stay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
May I ask one more question?
Too long.
Committee appointments, do you, because those will have to change. I'm sure you're going to want to add Randy to something. Do you want to mull that over and do it next month?
Please.
And have the opportunity to talk?
Please, I have no idea. He's going to be sitting there, so yeah, it's kind of hard to...
No problem.
All right.
Talk to Randy, see if he's going to want to jump on.
Oh, he said he'd be interested in our bottle shop.
See him.
There you go. He wants the bar and bottle shop. Which would be like, because they're taking you out of that.
There you go. All right.
Do you want to do that now?
Yeah.
That'd be fine with me. That's fine with me. Randy wants to...
Okay. Well, you guys make things easy.
Yeah. That makes it very easy for me.
Okay.
Yes.
I would like a motion on that. One motion for the two, please.
I'll make the motion that we appoint Randy Ziegler as the barman or...
Liaison.
And Gary is the planning and zoning liaison. Mark will stay with roads, and Jill will stay with the fire department.
I second that if needed.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess we need to get it over.
Take a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Phew, good.
Where is Justin?
He wasn't able to be here.
No. He didn't have a whole lot to report. It was just...
Yeah, so for planning and zoning, they held their regular meeting in May, at which there were no public hearings. There was no recommendations for our consideration for this month. There is, in the packet, you'll find a year-to-date permit list. You can close that. And, we really don't have anything going on right now with that.
Mm-hmm. Things are busy. I can report.
Chad. Mm-hmm.
Will you be staying with Sparks Liaison?
Yes.
It just wasn't mentioned.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's more or less a committee. The Parks is more or less a committee, not a liaison. And yeah, if anybody else wants to join us in Parks, you're certainly welcome. Yes, I'm glad I stayed on Parks.
Go on Parks too, or is that too much?
I'll work with Mark on the
issue. Go play a role.
Okay. I'm rolling with you too.
Okay. All right, perfect.
That'll work. And speaking of parks, we have to discuss the knee wall for the park pavilion, the ceiling and the knee wall. And Gary, I can turn that over to you because you know more about it than I do.
Well, since we had the blocks put out, things changed a little bit, which will change the quote from the lumberyard on the materials. Thanks, that ladies. We need to install the ceiling and stuff.
Coming. Thank you.
And they'll go down in those materials. But we need to install a roof over the block work.
How much room is there between there?
Pardon? I'm not exactly sure. Probably 7 inches, 8 inches. See, what happened is we added a 4-inch block in there for the openings to work out on the door. Otherwise, he would have had to try to cut a block and he wanted to put a bond beam course in there. So it just worked by bumping that up 4 inches, made it easier all the way around. Well, now we need lesser of a ceiling joist. And it's got to be constructed to where that ceiling is then going to support that end of the pavilion. You know, so it's got to be cut in just perfectly and built like basically a floor.
And then we've got FRP that has to be on the common wall between the bathroom and the storage area, and FRP on the ceiling also that would be installed there.
FRP?
It's a...
Fire retardant?
They have it in the kitchen here. It's the type of paneling, it's very easy to clean.
That smooth board stuff?
Well, it's kind of bumpy.
But it's not porous, right?
It's not, no, it's right. Not porous. It's reinforced fiberglass panel. And it's what the health department in restaurants and that sort of thing require, you know, in the
So that's not a block wall in between the two rooms?
No, it isn't. It, because of the way things worked out, we opted to put a wooden wall in there. We ended up with not quite enough room and by doing a wooden wall, it saves us probably inches, but it might all make a difference, so.
Okay. Do we have anybody to do this?
I don't know. I think it should go out for bid or something like that. We kind of had ideas before, but I believe things have changed, and I don't know how we should proceed on this.
We need some help in writing up. So we have everybody bidding on the same, you know what I mean?
I can put down the specifications.
Thank you.
I'll have to go over there and do some measuring and figure out exactly what we've got to do there. I know how to do it, I just don't know what the sizes are right now. I'll get over there and look it over and
come
up with a plan on it.
We'll write something up as far as a plan on it and then submit. Just let three builders, and you want Jesse and
I'd like Jesse to have a shot at it. And, you know, he looks like he's just chomping at it for a little work.
Not much to do, really.
Just been waiting for this meeting here.
Well, thanks, Gary. We'll get that, and then we'll get down.
Get it
and I think we'll also probably have that person install those doors and also.
Oh, very much so, yes. Yeah, Chad and Google paint them after they're installed.
Okay. Sure. I'll kind of write it all up together, get something done, and
hold
it there.
So you're going to ask whoever does the ceiling will do the doors.
Right.
So I have the wall.
Just to finish it up.
Yeah. I'll write something down, my thoughts.
Okay. Whatever's left to do out there for carpentry end of it.
Okay.
Lump it all into one deal that we got one.
Right, just put it on fit, one get thing, it done, done, yeah.
Finish it.
Yeah.
Because aren't we going to put ceiling panels up on the lid in there to cut down on the bird traffic?
You know, that's something, there's a part of it that we should almost do the ceiling.
It's a ceiling knee wall.
Well, this is all the knee wall, I believe what they're referring to is the floor system. Basically, all that we've really talked about on that, we haven't talked about doing the entire ceiling in there yet.
This is
just mainly the bathroom ceiling. And there will be, with all of ceiling panels in there, it can't really be finished 100%. Because there needs to be a ceiling, and then otherwise things get right up and in, you know, it should almost be all considered at the lawn, really.
Okay, I just assumed it was, and that was an assumption on my part.
Right,
but we've
really been talking about is just that concrete ceiling. Hasn't been
we need to do that because I think that needs to be done.
Well, it would just finish off so nicely all in one shot, and that way we can critter proof it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we've even had a discussion on the material that we want to put on that scene.
And we could maybe get some different builds on different materials and see what you know, get some ideas.
So what were the choices?
Maybe we could have some people, okay, you need to have some ideas.
No, you got the pine.
What material
we should do?
Soften materials.
3/8 soft, apply.
Quick and easy.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, you could put steel in there, but I would go more with a pull-worn type steel than a soffit, because you know it's going to get bunged up, you know. I mean, that would be durable, but it's more expensive than your wood soffit.
So can we get a couple of different quotes on different possibilities, like for different materials, and get the ideas of what that's going to benefit? You know, instead of just going for one material, maybe we get ideas from some of the builders, like what they might use, make sure that they all give us a quote for that or for what they're doing.
I guess my question is do we want to keep these buildings similar, these pavilions that we have?
Well, that was far enough
away. And they are quite separate.
I just don't see the spending the money on the pine or the steel. That's right. Why I suggested the 3/8 softer material.
And that's something we could overlay at a later time.
I was going to say,
always do something overlay.
Yeah.
City gets rich.
So it would be
use like a 3/8 soffit ply. Yeah.
Just to keep the birds and stuff out. We can always finish it later with wood.
Yeah, we can put wood or metal over at a later time.
Okay, and that would solve the bathroom ceiling thing. And
yeah, I think it would. Yeah.
Okay, let's do that, and then we can always consider later what we want to, if we want to put some different material in there. It's a start. It'll keep the birds out, and it'll make it
It'll make
secure.
It finished for now, and if we move down the road and realize, yeah, it's getting beat up, we'll address different material.
I'll create a material list for that so we can get quotes.
Thank you. Okay. Anything else on the pavilion? Anybody got it? Well, we'll move to landscaping then. I see Chad has put the black dirt back into the piles.
And we'll spread the rest of it. The biggest hang up on that is the playground, getting that
moved back.
And then what we want to do with as far as putting gravel underneath, I guess we'll just, once we get that playground pulled back, we'll put some gravel in there. We want to have concrete on both sides. We also talked about just doing the mulch. Did anybody ever contact Crowing Power about getting mulch?
They're not chicken right now.
They're not, but they will be.
Yeah.
Just get them on board to get some mulch. That's what we used prior, didn't we?
I think you were talking about doing that one side of the pickleball court with mulch.
Right. Well, because they've got accesses on the two sides instead of the two ends. Maybe we mulch 6 feet wide around three sides and then put gravel down underneath for the future block thing. We will address that after 50 light stays when things slow down. But I think if we go that route, and prepare for it. If it doesn't happen, well, there will be a little gravel, but.
May I make a suggestion too? Is with that, to keep the cost at a minimum, correct? Because we're going to be redoing, right? So that's what you're pointing towards, right? Is just get it prepped for eventually sidewalks or pavers, and then throw mulch on it for now. So I just hate to see it do work and then have to come in.
Right.
Just to get it usable and get some grass growing.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The biggest trick's going to be to get that playground thing to move out and we're dealt with that.
Have you?
What?
Move them playground, the rubber things? That's what I thought.
I thought that was just okay, then we have to make approve the additional billing of $700 to Anderson's Brothers. They came a little earlier than what we thought for the pickleball court, and we weren't prepped yet.
Okay.
And they had time to come in and do the prep, and then they were ready to come in and do the pickleball court. So we gave them the go-ahead to do that. And it came in, surprisingly, only at $700, so it was a great deal.
Yeah, at the time, I think that morning it was $4,000.
Yes, when we were just getting our docket to them, yeah. So.
So, I make a motion we give Anderson Brothers an additional $700 for the pickleball courts. Coming from the parks fund.
Second. Vote, please.
Aye.
Aye. Northern Lakes electric proposal for the park pavilion.
Do we only have one? Did we accept that one, or do we only have one?
He's already done all the prep work.
Gotcha.
So this is just going to be finishing the rest of it.
Gotcha.
As I understand it, he's done all the prep work for this, yeah.
So we just need a motion
The only thing I want to point out is, okay, I had him bid it in two parts. So the bathroom, the mechanical room is the $945, then the gazebo to put lights in. So it's about four power outlets, a single pole switch, and eight lights. I don't want to hire him to do that, and that's not what we wanted. That we wanted more or something different. So I just want you guys to be aware. I mean, I'm sure it's a savings if he does it all at the same time. And do you feel that's enough?
I think that's a good question. Is that enough? Is that
right. What
you want?
I don't either.
And how many people are going to be there that late?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody's going to play with the lights. It's going to be dark.
Well, yeah, this is going to shut up the court anyway, so it's just going to be in the gazebo. Yeah, who's going to be there real late?
And if they're having a drink and they're hanging out there late and there's not super good lighting, well, I'm sure they're not going to care that much.
I'm thinking about people that rent it or use it for parties or birthday parties or whatever. And if they're going to be using, we wanted to install a countertop and a sink eventually.
Yeah.
And so we'll need outlets because we'll be bringing crock pots.
Right.
And,
that's a good point. Well, then four outlets might not be enough.
That's, I'm thinking next to the lights, but I agree. I don't know if four outlets are enough.
I don't think that's enough. Not if we're going to have it.
And where do we get a pump? Do you put it up high?
You know, we should have a little discussion on, I mean, we do know how we're doing this, like you just described with the shelf. And with that being said, we should have some banks of outlets at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's anything else. We should probably have, some outlets on quite a few of the posts around mm-hmm. there.
And I would like anything that's down there be in conduit with, I don't know, do we have friends? Steel boxes then if you're running conduit, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a ton more expensive to add outlets.
Well, and I'm sure it's a certain way that it's got to be done being a public.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's mm-hmm. got to be of a certain code.
And they got to anchor them to the block. Or...
Yeah, so I think we should look and think about...
Did he have a time when he could start?
I did not ask.
Okay. So if we added some more outlets.
Because you'll have to do the electrical prior to the ceiling, correct?
Yes, and I would think so.
Okay. At least get it.
Yes, I'm sure.
Subbed in the electrical before the ceiling, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think? I mean, if you even had four outlets on one side and then you could just add another four somewhere else, maybe eight. Because like wherever we think the tables are going to be, we're going to have all the food.
Mix the lights and double the outlets.
Oh, you want to mix the lights?
Oh, we need lights.
We need lights because if somebody's like organizing a dinner and it's like a memorial and we're having it over there and it starts at 5 and then the sun goes down and it's 9 and people are still eating.
Or it's a dark, dreary day. I need some lights.
So I think we need the lights.
Do you recall how many lights are in that pavilion?
We should, or a couple of us should go over there and look at it and kind of try to figure a layout on this.
Looking at other gazebos other places, I don't
Chas, did you?
I don't think it matters how many lights go in there. I just put a few for security because they hang lights anyways.
That's true. Yeah, a lot of people hang lights. And we could just say, hey, we only have a couple of lights if you want to bring
them. We just got the switches.
Yeah.
Which I just don't like the idea of being Are you going to get people parking out there and then bring an extension cord over there? Plugging in their RV?
No, we don't want that, no.
Well, that's...
they'd have to have a special outlet to plug in their RV.
Yeah. And if your light switches were someplace that somebody could get to, I mean, who's to say the light doesn't get left on all night?
You know, we're looking at electronic type of locks, I believe, that are timed
with the electricity
on a similar deal. Yeah. I'm not sure. I've never heard of it, but I've got to guess.
Oh, you can have timers when you go off the tent lights, so that's it. They don't come back on.
And well, I mean, it's right out of, I don't know if we put something like that on the panel. I don't know.
That's a good idea, though.
I think while we're doing electric, though, we gotta, it'd be a good time to...
We should talk to Bob.
And he might be good to get in a conversation also.
Well, I'd like to walk over there with Tony. We just haven't had time with him.
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind walking.
You want to just put this on?
Yeah.
And you're not going to put the roof on for 60 or whatever.
Well, yeah.
Well, so this might be, yes. And you guys can go look and see how many lights you can.
Because there's certain electrical requirements which can be very easily added in the storage end of it, you know.
How is that budget looking in your parks deal?
That is on page 46, Jess has up there.
Okay.
It might be a little different on yours, Tony, because yours was printed out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm in the electric company. Parks.
So right now, if I'm accurate, we're at $61,474.
Okay. So, and what we pay?
That's what we have in our account, but I still have to pay Lee's Sports for the 12.9. The plumbing fixtures is down in the left-hand corner, pending expenses.
Okay, so we have $28,000 in pending expenses.
Right, but that doesn't include Anderson Brothers.
Okay, yeah. So that would be another, what was that? $20,000
$20,000.
So we didn't pay the whole thing.
So
it was $18,900.
Okay,
just in case it does move forward, I'm going to reestablish my... I'm going to say, let's put the $29.85, we'll vote on it. And if it's a little bit more than that, that way if they do get a chance, we can move forward with it, and we'll talk to them about, like you said, I don't think we need any lights.
What's the $29, what are you talking about? Or are you talking about this $2,000?
Yeah, yes. Okay. Proposal for...
Well, do we want to add it a little bit, just in case, you know, it's going to cost more money to put some outlets?
So I'm going to go, let's make that $3,200.
Okay.
At this point, and if they can live with that, great. I like I said, look around at the other pavilions. When you drive to Aiken next time, drive to the pavilion. Most of them don't have lights. Very few pavilions I've seen have lights.
I think we do want a couple of lights, because if the sun goes down, you want to be able to, people get their things out of there, you know, maybe they go do something, maybe they're playing somewhere, have kids playing somewhere, they want to come back and get their stuff at the end of the evening.
There is a street light right there.
Yeah, I think we need at least a couple of lights, like even if it's just two, I don't know how big they are, but just something to just, you know, so people don't trip and then we get, you know, in trouble.
And having a light switch and whatnot, I just see people leaving it on for one. Granted, when you have it, something to turn it off.
I think we do that.
At a certain time of day or something.
But then it automatically turns off at 9 or 10 at night or whatever.
And that's why to be amended for a timer on there to shut lights off. Because I don't want them to come on every day from 8 to 10 either, because how many days a week is it even being used?
Agreed.
I just want to point out the existing pavilion, the light switches are in a box, and the box closes, and you have the option of putting a lock on it.
Okay.
We've never had an issue with it. Yeah. Of course, it's closer, but if that's cheaper, then do it.
Okay, that's another option, that we could unlock it and just like...
But there should be, all these outlets need to be weatherproof.
Yes.
Unless they're in a bathroom.
Right.
Which even then, it should be weatherproof.
Because kids are going to be coming into the slide mat, changing in there. So
it's flying
everywhere. On that note,
or whatever.
Is there is there anything in that bid to put a changing table?
That's, I have it.
Fixtures for the bathroom.
We discussed what?
Fixtures for the bathroom.
I have it in there somewhere.
You did?
It's $160, $200, yeah.
But it's in the deal then? Okay, good.
Okay, I think, did you have a motion on the table?
Yes, we had a motion, we have a motion on the table for $3,200. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second, any more discussion? Let's vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Fire and rescue, we are up to deal. Is there anything else with parks? Does anybody else have anything they want to bring up on parks?
All I wanted to do is point out that Oberg's came in $2,500 cheaper.
It did?
Nice!
It did. Well, I think it had to do with, of course, we didn't have 6-foot fencing on the two ends. And we went 4 feet, you know, all the way around, so.
And no gates, there's the pass through. There's no gates.
There's gates.
There's gates, okay.
Yes. So, I was very happy with that. I verified with him before I paid it.
Nice, very nice.
Yes, I was happy.
Well, since Jesse's here, I'm gonna defer to Jesse on any updates in the fire department.
We said 4 medical calls and 2 fire calls.
And that's that.
That's about it.
Okay.
I am texting Diana, she was working. To see.
Okay, we'll move on with Mark. Road construction and maintenance.
All right, that's your complaint about the garbage trucks speeding on North Eagle, so Tony went down and took pictures.
What was speeding? What was speeding?
Garbage truck is driving.
Oh, whatever.
The homeowner actually did confront, which is awesome on their part, that they called Waste Partners and Waste Management, both in denial, of course. But, so I guess we want to put up speed limit signs. I don't like a lot of signs just because of more noise pollution, more things to blow around, more pain in the butt. But I guess we have to do it. And our biggest culprit is not just there, it's always the garbage. Nobody ever complains about UPS, and I'll tell you what, UPS came by me today at 30 miles an hour down Hidden Lake Road.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, really, guy? You just got started. I can't believe he's going that fast in 100 yards, but he was.
They do, they fly. Well, the thing with the signs, too, they're yellow. And they're 15 miles an hour on North Eagle. I did go to North Mitchell, too. They also have signs up there. They also are yellow, but they're 20 miles an hour. These are 15. What do you guys think about we replace them with 20 mile an hour signs?
Replace the 15 with 20?
With 20, because they're already going too fast, number one. Number two, 15 is very, very slow.
Right, I don't doubt that, but you know they're probably going to go 25. You know, probably going to 10
miles an hour. I think there is a state deal that says what speeds for certain types of roads. It's up to us to set. I don't know, why did we go through, why did this one out here change from 35 to 45?
That was the county. They did a study.
How did we ever get it at 35?
Must have been a study back
then. Some study somewhere.
Yeah.
So did we ask the county then and find out what, if there's recommendations?
These are city roads. They don't.
Oh, those are not here. Okay.
These are not
roads. Well, they're already going too fast and if it says, oh, but it doesn't have signs. This one doesn't.
It does. It's right there.
Okay.
Well, that one there shows the corner, and it says
well,
it's
a recommended.
And the other one's recommended, and then the other one too was a standalone 15 mile an hour.
Right.
There's a standalone 15 mile.
Well, if he's not paying attention to that, and it's already there. What's going to make a difference if we put another sign up that says 20 now?
Kind of
well, here go faster.
That's kind of true too. I know.
Here, I know we said it was 15, but you know what? We already know you're speeding, so I don't know. I kind of feel like. If we're going to do it, we should do one with a flashing thing so that he notices how fast he's going when he's speeding down there. He knows.
Well, and our flashing signs are set up to be portable. We've never moved them, but when they were originally installed, they were installed to be
maybe we just
optionally
put one up and put one of these signs up and then put the portable on there at least for a while until we hear the reports that he's slowing down.
Do we move those or does the county have to come out and move those?
No, I can move.
You can move them.
That's a great idea.
That's really not a bad idea. This would satisfy some concerns of some of our citizens, and okay, shall the...
If you move it over there and you take it away, then where's my sign?
And they take it away?
You think they'll take the sign?
Well, no, if I... Okay, I'm going to move to that road, then I'll move to that road, then I'll move to that road.
It's the city.
As soon as you move there, you say, where'd my sign go?
Oh, it's a temporary thing, just to get people's attention.
Yeah.
The county does it all the time. They move them all the time.
Yeah.
They put them here, and then they put them there. And
now, people can complain, and we can say there's speeding on other streets, on these other roads as well.
And that was the intent, was to move them.
So would you, Chad, put that one up there, please?
Where do you want it?
We have to get the sign first to put it on. Don't we have to get one?
One's right there?
Oh, that's it? Oh, yeah, then put it on that. Yeah.
Unless we're getting a new one.
No, I mean, I think that's fine. He's already speeding.
So. Do we have to change that to call him out on it? Do we have to change it to a 20 or to a white sign?
I don't know if we can get white signs because we can't enforce it.
We
can't enforce it.
We can paint the outside white as a bigger suggestion. I'm just kidding.
So yeah, how does that work? I mean, we've got a 50-mile-an-hour sign. Even if we change it to white, we really can't enforce it.
We can't. Right.
But if we put a blinking thing down there and then...
But actually, if you do make it white, I think the county can enforce it. We can call it, have a deputy come and sit out there.
I'm sure they'll be super, okay.
You know, your idea just of a little blinky on there.
I think that would help.
And then instead of moving the big sign.
Farther down, have one of those signs where it says children walking or something, and then that. Just to reinforce.
Further down from that sign, it says that they're not out yet, but you'll see two more signs appear that say turtle crossing.
Okay.
Because I know there's a homeowner that's going to put turtle crossing.
I think the blinking thing might be a deterrent.
So you're talking about just a little blinky thing on there to catch your attention, or you want the thing that says you're going this fast and slow down?
Yeah, don't we have one of those? Yeah, we can do that. I think that, because then it shows, hey, you're going 35, dude. Like, you know you're speeding, we already reported you, somebody reported you.
Which way do you want to face it?
That's a good question. Which
way are you speeding?
When they're going in, I would assume when they're going, what do you think?
That's a good question.
When they're going in.
Maybe on the way in. Because that's just a reminder right away, you're already speeding, slow down. And then if he just decides on the way back to the market, well, what do you do?
I always watch him in my rearview mirror too after I go by him. Okay.
Scrap metal. Chad sold, got rid of our blade and all our junk that was out in the back. And he got a whopping $500 for it, so we don't have to look at it.
Okay, that's good.
And they came and got it.
So we didn't have to spend any money getting rid of it.
That's a win-win.
Well, we sold it twice, so that is a win-win.
Parts of it, the plow and the wing, I think.
Well, the plow we sold for $400 a number of years ago, and they never came and got it.
Okay, nice.
Okay.
Chad, what's your desk guard schedule?
Thursday,
they're going to finish?
Yep.
And then everything will be at once?
I'm going to stretch it, so I'm going to be doing single passes, not double, just because I want to get every road done.
You did do a double on like Boo Height and parts of Kego and...
Not Kego, I didn't.
Yeah, you're mostly to the end by time. West Fox?
West Fox is double. And
Blue Edge
is done. He's having trouble getting, go figure, there's a shortage of material again. So he's got enough material right now to do everything I have with one pass. So I'm going to have him do one pass.
Is that what we ordered, or did you order more and he just can't get more?
I want to do another double on a couple of rows, but if he doesn't have the material, I'd rather have him just do one on everything.
Understand, yeah. It's getting late in the season already.
Well, we'd be doing a second application then later on.
And if it goes away, yeah. I usually have another one come in, but last year I don't think I did. Well, it comes in the summer to be.
But washes out or not.
What is the product on that?
What is the product? It's a magnesium chloride. Which is a little safer for the lakes than the
Can't use waste oil anymore.
Well, then we don't have to put it on once.
Anything else, Mark?
Nope, I'll cover it.
That covers the roads. Okay, we are up to liquor store and Gary, your last time. You have a new
well, lease. I will ask Diana to.
Well, he's gonna be the leader. Gary, why?
Ouch, a wall already.
I have that effect on women.
Just get rid of me while I'm not here.
Oh, no.
Okay. Who wants to be on planning and voting?
I'm sure Randy and I work very well together.
Yes.
Okay.
Crack the whip.
Well, welcome to the council anyways.
Thank you.
Glad to see you. Okay, does everybody have their P&L in front of them? I don't know about you guys, but I was very surprised at May, how much we made. I was happy with it. We're ahead of where we were last year at this time, so hopefully we can continue.
50. Page 50.
Thank
you.
So
80, not 81.
2022 to 2023.
It's probably not.
Oh, here
it is. Does anybody have any questions on anything on here? I haven't really got a chance to really look through everything, but.
So these are just comparing the 22 and the 2023.
I don't know which one you're looking at, but oh yeah, the back one, yes.
Okay.
Yep. All of them ones.
So yes, year to date last year is negative 10,400, and this year is a positive 3. So.
Yes. So it's off to a good start. So continue to move forward. Any questions from anybody? Okay. So on the staff report, we have been getting together for 50 Lakes Day, kind of, everything. Anne's pretty, she has it very well fine-tuned, so there's not a lot that we really have to meet about, but we are asking for volunteers. We added a few things this year, the dunk tank, a few other things too. So if anybody can volunteer, we would appreciate that.
Well, I volunteered that each council member would take a turn.
I think that's a great idea in the dunk tank.
Bring your suit, girls.
Heck yeah.
Hey, no laughing.
I'm running the dunk tank.
Thank you.
I would think that would be awesome.
Come down to council members.
Yeah.
You didn't like that? Oh, Jill, I didn't like that comment.
And then there's other stuff, you know, raffle tickets selling, clothing booths selling, just all of that kind of stuff. We do have a sign-up sheet in the bar, so if you guys, golf carts, all of that fun stuff, so.
Yes, we're in need of people.
Yep. I am going to take the horseshoe pits, the stakes, and the back stoppers. Well, when I say I'm going to take them up, Chad has been very graciously said he would take them up so we have more room for cornhole. It just seems like that's getting bigger and bigger, and it's played more. So
they would be permanently out or just temporarily?
No, permanently. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Are you going to take the horseshoe out permanently?
Yeah.
Can you move it somewhere else?
I don't know. Somebody wants to play it? I mean, I don't know where.
I know the cornhole's longer.
Does anybody play it? Very rarely. More than probably 9 times out of 10 is that they take our boards out. And I think if we had more boards, which I plan on buying more boards, they would use them more.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm planning on getting more boards.
Do Do they make any boards that are manufactured out of something that can stay in the weather?
All of them are weather resistant, but like everything, you know.
Resistant. Resistant.
Yeah, it just, I mean, there's plastic.
If you poly them every year, I suppose.
Yeah.
And well, what about the ones that are there ones that are made out of like that material, almost like siding, you know, that weather
siding? That poly lumber?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any, but I can certainly look and see.
Because then at least we can keep a set out.
Right.
But hopefully not getting stolen.
Well, we've had a set out for 2-3 years now, and it's never been stolen, so.
Okay. But it gets Mother Nature's sunlight on them.
Yeah.
It burns up whatever's on top.
Yeah. All right. The chairs, Luke and Chad repaired our stools in the bar. So them are all repaired. We have enough to go around and for all of the tables. We are going to reupholster them so they'll be looking better. We are also buying more of the black chairs for around the like dining tables.
Yeah.
So that we can take the folding chairs and only use them when we absolutely have to. So we're going to get those from Patty Miller, buy them from her.
Oh, so that's nice. There's right across the street, we can go get them.
Yep, we can just go get them. Power.
How many does Patty have left?
She only has about 10 right now, so we're going to take all of those.
You 20. Know,
20? Oh, I thought it was 10. Oh,
no, she has 20. She's only charging us $5.
Yeah. They just need to be powered.
Buy whatever she's got left, and whatever you don't use, we will put in your trailer and or find a home for them somewhere. They're all stackables.
Yeah, let's do that soon. We were short chairs last night at the meat raffle. We filled up.
Okay.
The resorts are full now. The Eagle Lake groups are coming, and we needed chairs last night.
All right, I'll coordinate with Chad and see if we can get a trailer over there and get them power washed and get them going.
That'd be great.
And would you get an invoice from her, too?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Onto the other bad news. I thought SCR was going to be on the agenda, but it's not.
It is.
It is.
Okay. I didn't see that in this one. Sorry. I did have Bill's heating and air out. That's Adam Hanger that used to work at SCR. He did come out and double check what SCR said. And yes, we do need an AC compressor for the bar. So I'm looking to be able to call them and get that going. You guys could approve that tonight. That would be
awesome. Was Adam willing to make a bid on it?
They're more residential right now. He said give them a little while and hopefully he's working on a commercial unit. Or, you know, they're commercial.
Okay, so we need a motion to accept this.
Yes, but please note that the estimated freight is to be determined, so I don't know.
The what is to be determined?
The estimated freight.
So this isn't what we're proving. We're proving that plus some other freight costs.
And we're going to have to pay it no matter what it is. Right. I mean, I don't know how else we get it here, so.
And this is really,
sorry.
Do that, we estimated how much?
Nope. They did not.
Well, and then we show up and be like it's $2,000.
What?
I make a motion. We give we put out $6,500 for SCR for air compressor repair.
It's for a brand new one. Why don't we accept the bid and then say with the addition of the shipping.
Plus shipping.
Because she doesn't have it. There's no cold tap beer. There's no, you know.
That one is fixed. The cake cooler did get fixed, so we do have cold. This is the AC compressor for the off-sale, just,
building.
Yeah, for the building,
So air conditioning for the whole building.
Yeah.
And this just for the whole building?
No, it's just the off-sale, you know, it's just,
Okay.
Ours is fine.
Yeah.
$5,000 just for the off sale?
And plus, on and off.
It's a roof unit.
No, I'm just.
Wow. So
there you go.
All right. I make a motion we pay SCR $5,724.24 plus shipping. for a new air conditioning unit.
I'll second that.
And we did not get a bid from anybody else, that's my understanding, right?
We don't have anybody else to offer, and there's nobody else to...
Ed Shetko's company doesn't do it?
Not, yeah.
Okay.
Chad did call others, but there was no response.
There was, when this building was built, they said they wouldn't come here anymore.
It said, any required electrical work, refrigerant, and freight will be built in addition to the quoted amount. You might want to say if there was any required that. Let's see where it says it, right there.
In the really small print. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And allow
money for any additional electrical work, refrigerant, freight is already covered.
Okay. Wait a second. Didn't we hear
it? Yeah, I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Have a vote.
Aye.
Thank you for that. The last I have is just so you guys know, we did have an employee meeting on Sunday and with all of the employees, so it went well.
Now your bartender stunk.
No, thank you. She was just fine. Who would have known that it would have been so busy at that point in time? That is basically all I have tonight.
We do have approval of DRAM insurance.
Yep, we need to go over the DRAM insurance.
Well, it didn't go up a whole lot. I just have it backwards. So 2022 was the 3196, and now it's 3232.
Yeah, so it went up another
$38.
Yeah. So I just need a motion so I can pay that.
Make a motion. We accept the Illinois Casualty Company's bid for DRAM insurance.
Yes, sir.
And vote?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, Diana? Sorry, one more thing. Can we look into getting a bid when they are here for a bigger vent hood over the fryer? What it would cost to bend one of them up or whatever it's going to take?
The one that's in there now, does it go up through the, does it take it up through the ceiling? Mm-hmm. We just need a bigger one.
How big a vent do you have on that?
10-inch.
It's a 10-inch vent. Do you think we just need to make, how big is the, I haven't been in there.
It was only like 36 feet.
Yeah,
that's 36 feet.
Okay, on that note, could we just go to Quality and have them bend up a bigger hood? Would that set a fan?
You'd have to have a bigger fan.
Bigger fan?
You need a bigger fan. Would it still push through the tent?
Yeah, it'll still push out.
So we're still good with all our venting.
I oversized the venting, the size of the pipe.
Oh, good.
So we could
move. Okay. So we could do
forward.
This.
Yeah.
You just had good foresight. So, so in other words, really what we need to do is have Quality come over here and just bend this up a stainless steel hood.
But we need a bigger fan too.
Yeah.
Well, I'll bet you if we talk to Jeremy, he could probably figure all that stuff out. Because I know they just made one for somebody. So maybe figure out how big you need, and your mom and I were talking about, Tony was talking about making it, if you do call him and look at this, have it sized big enough to add a flat top to burn like a stove next to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, good idea.
But I get a hold of Quality over there. Jeremy makes them all the time. You're going right to the source. You're not going to find it any cheaper.
Okay.
Technically, we have to go up for 3 votes, so maybe find another welding shop or talk to one of your restaurant distributors. Isn't that ABC down there as one of your contacts?
Yep, AMZ in Princeton.
Yeah, that's AMZ. See if they've got one that they've demoed out of somewhere.
Sure. That's a good idea.
Figure out how big you're going to need it, and let's try to put a bigger fan, something for more exhaust to get that smell. I had many complaints. I'm sure you feel them too, so let's move forward on that. I know you just spent $5,000 on your air conditioning, but you got a lot of money in the bank too, so just spend it.
Wait a minute.
Will you work with me on that? Thank you. I don't know what I'm doing. So if he knows kind of, then we'll work together and.
Well, we'll get an idea what you need and make some phone calls.
Well, we can tell people now that we're working on it. Yes.
It works.
All right. Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Anything else on the liquor store? No. We'll go on to Mayor's Report. We have a resolution 2023-10. It's a Minnesota Joint Powers Agreement. This is a resolution that it's a resolution approving State of Minnesota Joint Powers Agreements with the City of 50 Lakes on behalf of its city attorney and police department, which we don't have a police department. But standard procedure, apparently, we're supposed to just, with the county.
I think it's just basically to name that we do have
Crow Wing
County as
well. Crow Wing County covers our...
Can I make motions or not?
Absolutely.
Oh, I can. Oh, then I'll make a motion that we accept the resolution number 2023-10. Nothing that I just read. Any discussions?
Second.
Got a second?
Sorry.
Let's vote. Aye.
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 Consulting services. I'm going to turn this over to Ann.
I would just like council's approval to bring in someone for consulting services. It'd be for them to come in and end of the month, beginning of the new month, maybe help me to start with to reconcile the bank statement because it's quite the process. And then with budget time coming, I do have someone that would come in at $60 an hour. So I would like that.
How many hours a month do you suppose this is going to go?
You know, at first I don't know. I would guess probably a good 5 hours to do the bank reconciliation. I mean, and we actually did a liquor report, in about 5-6 hours. So just depends on how things go.
Do you think 10 hours a month, 5 hours a month?
I think 10 would be.
To start with?
Yeah. And then if I need more, I'll come back. The next meeting is July 12th. I probably would have someone in here after the 4th of July to help me wrap up June. And then I think we'd know more.
Okay.
Make a motion, we accept some consulting services at $60 an hour. For let's say 12 hours a month for the first month.
Do we want to put a cap on it or should we just say as needed?
As needed. There you go, as needed.
Because I don't think you'll abuse it. I mean, I trust that you're going to watch,
Yes,
absolutely. Won't be abused. And when you need help, you need some help.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll work.
So $60 an hour as needed.
That'll all second. Okay.
Any other discussion? Take a vote.
Aye.
Thank you.
Cleanup day. This is the fun part. Jody always went. We joined with Emily. This is for all of the residents. They can take their stuff over to Emily. And usually we have council people over there. They want us to have somebody over there to help. We volunteers on the 16th of September.
I don't think anybody volunteered last year, actually.
Really?
I don't think so.
And prior to that, Jody did.
Yeah, Jody did too. Well, let's keep it in mind or keep it in, because we really should make some kind of presentation.
And that's what I told Ann. I said, keep leaving on here until September meeting because.
Yeah. Right. It's hard for me to. There's no way I can volunteer.
Right, because I'm kind of like,
yeah. Yeah, my Saturdays are kind of.
I will ask that Justin take it to planning and zoning too, to see if there's anybody.
Oh.
And then I'll send out to department heads to see if there's any staff.
Sure.
You know, leaving it up to just you guys. I think it could go throughout the whole city. So.
Well, I'm maybe able to go, but I'm not gonna say yes right.
Okay, so we'll just bring it up. Pardon?
Go ahead. Let's finish.
Purchasing and personnel is approval of the workers' compensation insurance. This is the League of Minnesota Cities Insurance Trust.
This is the one that took the big jump.
This one that took the big jump. Ann can explain what happened.
Yes, well, I was talking to our agent. I'm going to do more on this, but I do need approval for this tonight. But what she said is she went back in her records, and it looks like it might have been a typo. That general maintenance, in 2022, the estimated payroll was $9,000, which is incorrect. But this is where, typically with our business, we pay our work comp premiums throughout the year, we're audited, then you pay more or you're reimbursed. So I'm just learning this with this, but I do want, so we have the coverage.
And so what, it took a leap because, what was the reason? Because of a typo, they think?
Yes.
There was a typo.
Okay. I said maintenance. We only paid out $9,000 in wages last year in maintenance.
Oh, so we had no maintenance.
That was the estimate where it came in at $75,000.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to make sure this, if this is from an audit, that's, we're done then?
Right. So, but then if we prove this, then we're obviously assuming that they're going to adjust it.
Yeah.
Like to the correct program.
Yeah. Because I was shocked. And I do know a lot of the cities, though, have been saying on the listserv that their work comp has gone through the roof. So
this may be the actual.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll find that out. But I just don't want to lose or not have.
Not have it.
Yes.
Right.
I make a motion that we pay the League of Minnesota Cities Insurance Trust $22,547 to cover work comp.
I would amend that to say, to whatever they amend it to, assuming that it'll be less, if there is an amendment.
Well, not to exceed $22,547.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll second that.
I second that.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Let's hope they don't drop it. We have to accept
June. You know, I will bring back probably next month a revision to our handbook. But there's no choice, it's a done deal. So, if you want to make a motion, that's fine. But it's just an FYI for you, we're going to be closed.
No, it's...
Do we have to make a motion to recognize it?
No, I'll bring back the handbook, because I want to see if there's any other changes. Was it with you to the handbook prior to that?
Yeah.
All right.
So who's in charge of that? Skip that, I actually had another one here to bring it up in the liquor store. We may have boo-booed in putting a person out for 60 days when the amendment, well, at this time, only says 30 days. And whose change is that? Is that us or is that the bar?
We don't know who set that up, the policy.
That probably was bar, city approved.
Okay.
So we should bring it back and maybe take the 30 days out and leave it to the discretion. I caught that too, where it says in the verbiage 30 days, but it was written 60.
Right.
Is that what you're talking
well,
about?
Well, I would like it changed to 60 and 120 if there's physical application.
Okay. We can bring that back next
verbal
month.
60 for verbal and 120 for physical contact.
Okay, we'll bring that back next month. Okay.
Then there's punching people
at the bar, I think. And on that note, I motion to adjourn.
Oh my gosh, I second that.
Can I business? Can I just do one FYI? Diane and I would really like to paint our offices. So I just want you guys to know that.
Yes, I think
that's okay. That was kind of
nice. They haven't been painted in almost 20 years.
I'm just going to go with something neutral. Yeah, 2005.
So whatever.
Okay, thank you.
And when will your daughter be able to?